no money. Diamonds in my teeth, I got a lot of shine. Running up the number, that's a lot of crime. Try to take it from me, must be out your mind. I keep playing, lot of shine. Smokey in the air, that's a lot of pine.
Welcome to episode 207 of Fourth and John. I am KL Saunders here with Kevin Hollywood Hearn, Mr. Prime in the building, and Mr. Jimmy Smith talking Eagles superlatives.
What's a superlative, Gail?
Hey, back in high school, maybe junior high school, you maybe got class clown, maybe you got, you know, best dressed, maybe most athletic, maybe best shaved man parts, whatever that may be. But we're talking Eagles superlatives. It's a fun exercise in the idea of, like, you know, it's perception right now. We're trying to figure out who this football team is. But we could do this at the end of the season. But I think it's interesting we start this off with the superlatives for this episode. How are you guys feeling, by the way?
Doing pretty well. The weather is getting warmer. The pollen is killing me, as I'm sure it's killing everybody out there. Allergy season is gone full bore. But you could start to feel it, man. You could start to feel that energy. You start to see the practices happening day in and day out. Nick Sirianni's out there mingling with the reporters, getting that rapport down, getting the juices flowing. It's starting to feel more and more like football season every day, and I'm getting excited for it, man. I'm really starting to like this team a lot.
Yeah, Prime. Go ahead, Prime.
They're good.
No, I'm just as excited. Again, watching some of the videos, some of the practices. Yeah, it's like Evan said. You know, I mean, the fact that the warm weather is here, it's opening up things, and then seeing that clip about Nick interacting with the social, with the
reporters
today, that was just like, it was a good sign. I mean, one question got thrown out there, you know, I mean, he might be able to do that, but can the man catch a beer while on the bus and stuff like that? I'm like, wow, they find a way. They know how to find a way.
But, always count.
Yeah. But I'm excited, man. Again, you know, just seeing some of these practices going on and some of the highlights that I'm seeing out of that. So I'm ready to go, man. The blood is like really starting to flow and get excited.
Ready to go would be an understatement. And the answer is yes, Nick Sirianni would catch a beer. One of the things we love about this staff is, you know, their whole line of literally working with wide receivers, quarterbacks, everything screams that this offense is going to be explosive. Watching the tapes, watching training camp, I know a lot of people, you can't get excited about it. Yes, you can. And you know, I always harass anyone I see in Eagles green, but the screams get louder as the days go by. Birds football is coming, and I am getting pumped about this team. We know there's a lot of unknown, going to be some bumpy roads, but the excitement just for what is about to happen. I mean, we got Devontae Smith, dude. We might have 3 first-round picks next year. The cap's going up. We're going to have cap space. Oh, yeah. I'm ready for the Philadelphia Eagles this year to get rocking. So let's go, baby. I'm pumped.
That is correct.
Well, something to get pumped about is this damn superlatives list. Yes, the 2021 Eagles superlatives. We could start by real quick. What superlatives, we'll go around the room, did you get back in high school? We'll start with Evan.
I mean, among my friend group or among the rest of the class? Among my friend group, most likely to finish an eighth in a weekend. Among among the rest of my classmates, I would say, I got the Charlie Hustle Award. What's up? The Charlie Hustle Award when I was in baseball camp. Hard worker. Other than that, I was a class clown type, man. I did nothing but crack jokes, interrupt classes, that sort of thing. That's where I landed. That's what brought me here.
To be honest with you, man, I can't even remember, bro. Like, all I could think about was in high school days, I was nowhere near the size that I am now. I was skinny as shit. I was pretty much geeking it. And
how much were you weighing in high school? Like, man, now that you say that,
I was probably like 145, bro.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, when I'm being dead ass serious. Like, my high school years, I was very skinny and shit. But yeah, I'm really trying my hardest to remember. But if anything, I definitely probably was just wondering, like, where is he going to end up in life, that type of category? Like, and I didn't even know myself, but look, I mean, I am where I am. That's all I can say.
Okay, so he had most lost.
Okay. good choice. Good choice.
Would you believe it? If you pop open my yearbook, there's me, class clown. And that's what I was, man. I was pretty wild as I am now, I was then. So
interesting.
What about you, Gail?
I was best dressed.
I can believe it.
I was class athlete.
All right, you don't need to fucking show us up just because all we did was make.
He's just adding categories as we go, man.
You know? I'm just saying that's what I got, bro. That's what
all
I got.
Right.
So, all right.
This is started with the superlatives. We're gonna get it crackling. These guys haven't even seen the list. So, are you guys ready? You a little concerned?
Not at all.
I'm always ready, man.
Born.
We're going to have the people in the chat active as well. Give us some of your takes as well. We'd like to hear it. So we'll start off with
Phil's jersey. Cliff Lee
in the house. Most likely to throw to on third down.
Devontae Smith.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to give Devontae Smith this nod. I think that if we're going, what makes the most sense, what's the most logical, it's Devontae Smith. I'm going to go outside the box and just go with someone that has been shorthanded. And I know that everyone has written him off. It's going to be one of the tight ends. If Zach's here, it's Zach. If Zach's not here, I'm going to say Dallas.
Carson's not here anymore, man.
That's who I was going to go with.
I mean, Tim's in here saying Greg Ward. That was actually My mind went Greg Ward. But now looking at the rest of this wide
Greg
receiver
Ward.
Group,
I thought that's what
in previous years, yeah, he was the most consistent guy.
Someone mentioned earlier that he would start on any team.
I'm not saying that. Yeah, I know. And I somewhat agree with that. Looking at the rest of this wide receiver group, it's not Greg Ward anymore. But in years past, yeah, dude.
I'm with Evan. I think that Greg Ward, he's got sure hands. That's one thing he does have, no matter who the quarterback is, what's going on. He comes in ready. But I also agree with that statement made earlier. Not so sure he'd be starting anywhere, and I don't think he should be starting here. You heard the comment from Jalen Reagor today. Going to be interchangeable. That we've been talking about that for weeks. Going to see these guys lining up. Who cares their X, Z slot? No one cares. So Greg Ward doesn't necessarily have a home here as a starting guy. It could be Fulgham, Smith, Reagor, your starters. So, I don't think he's necessarily a starter, but sure hands indeed.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of potential in that wide receiver core. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to pinpoint, but I was definitely going to go with Dallas. I feel that, you know, if Ertz isn't going to be here, that go-to guy on that third down conversion will probably be Dallas Goedert.
We're getting pretty close.
We got Greg Ward. We got Dallas Goedert. We have Miles Sanders. Moira has Fulgham. Pete says the Eagles' best receiver in 2020 was Greg Ward. Okay. Ryan says he is horny.
hold on a second. The Zach Ertz, moving him would make sense after June 2nd, right?
Yeah.
That's on the second.
He's gone, bro. Like, just get it over with.
That's not what I was getting
let
at.
Let the man finish.
Yeah, let me finish my freaking statement, pal.
You did say Zach Ertz.
Yo, we ain't in school no more, yeah, Mr. Athletic and pretty dress, all right? Go ahead and finish, Evan.
You're in class clown's class right now,
I'll mute your ass. Go ahead.
We're a week away from that. I'm saying we've been talking for months now about how Zach Ertz is surely gone. Zach Ertz is surely gone. We're going to know in a week, probably. So let's go.
All right. Mine would be Devontae Smith. That guy's going to, he's a game wrecker, and he's going to move the chains.
Can we go with an over under on how many Devontae Smith answers we're going to be getting out of all these?
There's going to be a lot. But we're going to go with the sack master.
The sack master. That's gonna be our new guy, bro.
Kerrigan
coming in on the rotation. It's gonna be Ryan Kerrigan. He's not going to get as many snaps, but you know, you look at just pretty much what Fletcher's numbers have been, because I think everybody that looks at our defensive line, everybody thinks that Fletcher Cox is obviously the most powerful, probably best athlete we have on that line. That's no doubt. Dude gets double teamed all the time, though, man. His stack numbers aren't exactly – he doesn't really hit double digits. Ryan Kerrigan's a guy that just fucking – he gets sacks, man. He knows how to get to the quarterback. And so I could see him running up the numbers this year. I certainly can.
Is that a collective thought? Like, I feel like he sneakily got, what, 5 sacks last year? And he was a part-timer. I think he's going to get a bigger opportunity, slice of the pie, and I think he'll be a little bit fresher. Do we all just think Ryan Kerrigan was going to be the guy?
I mean, yeah. Mark's coming in here talking about your breakout player last year.
That's who I'm going with. Josh Sweat. That's where I think they're both going to be in the same role. They're both rotational pass rushers, and they're going to feast. And I think it doesn't mean anything when you say that. It doesn't matter if BG and DB are starting. These guys are going to come in and do their job. Gail just mentioned the fact that he came in for, 397 snaps last year, I think. So he wasn't used like he was years prior. But that's fine. He still got enough in the tank that when he does come in, he's going to feast. So if it's not Kerrigan, Sweat, you know that here at 4th and John, we love us some Josh Sweat. I think he's going to beat some ass. And that's not to say Brandon Graham isn't, but, you know, Brandon Graham's going to take a lot of, you know, heat, and that's going to allow guys like this to feast.
I can't get over this Seth MacFarlane look of Kerrigan.
Yeah, he looks like
that's a little bit. That's who it is, dude. I have been trying to figure out since we signed him who he looked like. I'm like, he looks just like somebody, man. It's Seth MacFarlane.
All right, I'm gonna go with I had Kerrigan, but I'm gonna go with BG, man. Like he did his thing last year. I think this year, he's gonna have a better opportunity to get even more sacks. I figure he looked back at last season at what he did, and I think he'll build off of what he did last season. So I'm going to give it to Brandon Graham as the sack master.
Love it.
But speaking of sacks and mastering of the sacks, there are breaking news. We have breaking news. This important PSA is brought to you by Manscaped.com. This is your pubic service announcement and the news you've all been waiting for. The Manscaped engineering team has confirmed that they have successfully created the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, which is now available for purchase in USA and Canada. The new trimmer was just released only moments ago, and we are one of the first to get our hands on it and share the news. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with exclusive offer for you, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com.
Yes, and we were one of the first people to be able to try the new 4.0. We've been blown away by the performance, the craftsmanship, and the details on the 4.0 or next level. Their advanced ceramic blade they got is skin-safe technology. It protects you against all those little nicks and you getting in there. You get a little bit too deep sometimes with those market razors out there, the trimmers. This is built differently. This has the skin safe technology. You know, I mean, prior to the Manscaped, you just find me in my bathroom. I'm in there with scissors and knives and machetes. I'm trying to figure out how to take down this bush, man. The Manscaped has my answer. How is it different, you may ask yourself? The multifunction on-off switch can engage a travel lock, and that's created for people that like to travel. Because, you know, you don't want to be growing out a big old shrubbery when you're out there on your road game trips, whether it be to Las Vegas, down to Atlanta, wherever. You want to be able to be protected and ready wherever you go. The Lawnmower 4.0 gives you the ability to turn on that 4K LED spotlight on and off for a more precise shave. It's got 4 different guard lengths. Sizes 1 through 4, and looks wise, I mean, this thing's sleek, man. Got a two-tone matte and gloss finish, even features a hot foil stamped black chrome Manscaped logo. Yeah, show that mower off loud and proud. Find someone to use it for. Get yourself a Manscaped.
The optimized lawnmower 4.0 trimmer is waterproof, so you can groom in the shower and not have to worry about making a mess on the bathroom floor. Did I mention wireless charging? The Lawnmower 4.0's new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. If you're still trimming your face with your ball trimmer, it's time to make some changes. No person wants to end up with pubes in their mouth, and your balls will thank you.
So make sure you guys get that 20% off and free shipping with the code FANSIDED20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code FANSIDED20. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Well done. I'm very proud of you guys. The next one, if you guys are ready for this one, this is even...
I feel like I'm ready for anything after a Manscaped reading.
Yes. Fresh. I feel fresh.
You gotta be clutch. The horse might let you down, but no, you're enough to turn this whole damn thing around. You got the touch.
Where do you find this shit at?
What, hey, man? I be all over the interweb.
Dude, I gotta be honest, Gail, I am so glad that you didn't brief me with what? That, and I just saw that live for the first time with everybody else. That was not something I...
Oh,
say
less. Uh-huh.
I would never predict you to pull that for the show. That's amazing. What even is the category?
Yo, clutch jean, bro. Clutch jean. Clutch jean. Let's go around the room.
Can we go back to talking about balls real quick?
I can't get it.
Yeah, who's the most clutch on the squad right now? I mean, there's a lot of guys that have been added, but who is most clutch on the Philadelphia?
People aren't going to like this answer, but I think this year it's going to be Jalen Hurts. I think that he's going to come in and be Mr. Clutch. I think that Nick Sirianni's going to find a way to use this young man to the best of his ability, and I think he's going to flourish with this run game we have, all the great receivers, tight ends that we talk about, an offensive line that stays healthy, a good defense that, you know, helps this offense, you know, doesn't just keep them – We don't need to talk about last year. This new team, it gets me excited. And I think our leader, QB1 Jalen Hurts, is going to shut up a lot of the haters, and it's going to be very fun to watch.
I like that. I like that answer.
My clutch guy, I'm going to go with Miles Sanders, man. You know, I've been watching some of the practices, but just some of the interviews that he's been giving, and his confidence level going into the season. I think, you know, the guy is talking about, hey, listen, I'm not worried about 17 games. That's just more yards for me. That attitude right there is just like, man, he's hungry, you know. So I'm going to go with Sanders on that one.
Joe Flacco has always been clutch. I'm kidding.
not in practice then.
No, so I'm going to go with, and like, this is something that I'm not even sure if it entirely makes sense, because we haven't seen the kid hit the field other than in college. I'm going Devontae, man. I think Devontae is one of those guys. No, for real. I think he's one of those guys with ice in his veins, man. He isn't I feel like he doesn't feel that big moment. He's able to just like hone in on the game and really just make the most of every opportunity that he's given. I really, really loved that one interview question he was asked, where they were really trying to jump like, so what is your favorite route? It's all of them, bro. It's all of them. I love that answer. And to me, just like looking at his entire college resume, the dude's got ice in his veins. The moment's never too big for him. And I think he can be that guy we can lean on when we need him.
In the comments, we have Mr. Heisman, a.k.a. Devonta Smith. We have Jalen Hurts. Trey has Jalen Reagor. Jason has Jalen as well. I'm not sure if that's Jalen Hurts, because there's a lot of, you know, it's Team Jalen in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
Moneybags has the Slim Reaper.
Aaron. I wouldn't be able to pick Hurts without this guy right here. So I agree with Evan. I think that, yes, he's going to add so much of this offense. He's clutch as hell. So it's going to be him. And I agree with whoever said Reagor, you know, having two studs. Why would you go back to back with the receivers? You'll find out this year when we're putting up points.
I think Rager's honestly going to have one of those sleeper seasons this year.
Oh, hell yeah.
Because, like, he's just kind of, I don't want to say getting pushed to the side, but he wasn't everything that we expected in his rookie year. You know, everybody compared him, obviously, to Justin Jefferson just because of the 1-2 of where they went in the draft. And I think that everybody is kind of just looking at that comparison and kind of writing Jalen Rager off at this point, because we drafted Devontae and he's just kind of a forgotten thing right now, where in reality, he's still, I think, an authentic, like, bona fide round one wide receiver. So to have two young round one wide receivers on your team, and growing with a new quarterback and a new system, I think it's great. I think he can have a really big year as well. But I think Devontae is just next level.
I could piggyback off you and say Devontae. I mean, I feel like he is clutch. But I feel like we are going to see a clutch season out of Jalen Hurts. Obviously, four games we've seen of him, but I feel like in those four games, there were clutch moments. You give him an opportunity with the full offseason to intertwine with this whole squad, become a leader that feels like all the players are buying into what he's selling. And I feel like the fans are slowly getting there. I mean, half of us are already there. I think the other side is finally getting there. But I feel like he showed some clutch to me. So I'm going to go with Jalen.
I like how much more in shape he really appeared to be when he came into this year, man. Like he put on some weight,
everything
in a good way. Put on some muscle, man. He's looking good.
Right.
I think, when you look at Jalen Hurts, he's a stud. But I love the comment somebody said about Sirianni being their clutch guy. Clearly, we all love Sirianni here, and we're excited to see what he does. But, you know, to piggyback a little bit off Prime, running the ball, Miles Sanders, having a running back like him is going to be so beneficial because Sirianni's going to have all those RPOs, play actions, all those things opened up, able to see what Jalen Hurts can do because we're going to run the ball. So yeah. I'm excited. And yeah, Sirianni, dude, I think he's going to be the true MVP. But we're going with players here. Jalen Hurts, baby. I'm so effing excited for this season, man.
I promise you I'm not going to hit you with any more crazy, crazy videos. That's probably crazy.
I wish you would. I loved it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We're going to go with the Eagles' best deep threat.
That's right.
I'll start off this one, and I'm going to go Jalen Rager. I think he's going to be a guy who, you know, with Devontae Smith now in the nest, he does what he does, and you have him, Jalen Rager, over the top, putting work, man. I feel like he's got an opportunity to shine, and I think he's gonna shock a lot of people, and catch a lot of touchdowns. I wouldn't say a lot. He's gonna get his fair share of touchdowns this year.
I feel like it's easy to say like another one for Devontae. So Prime, I see you just eyeing me up right now. When I say the guy I'm about to say, it's Quez. I'm gonna say just based off the fact that I already anticipate that Devontae Smith and Jalen Rager are going to do well in the deep ball this year. I'm not saying that they probably won't do better than Quez because I think that's a very good possibility. But I think that based off of what we saw last year with Quez, his speed, the few amount of opportunities that he was given, I'm really excited to see what he can bring to the table in year two. I think he can be very effective on the deep ball.
I'm going to go with this one being my first Devontae Smith.
Look at this guy. He's picking Devontae. All
right. I mean, look, we brought him in for a reason. You know, the kid shined at that game, and you know he killed it on the stats. You know he's capable of being that big threat, and I think that we're going to definitely go ahead and put that to use a lot. I saw a nice pass from Jalen Hurts to him earlier today in one of the videos. So it looks like, you know, it's in the works. You know, I mean, it's one of those deep threats. It kind of reminds me of like when Deshaun was here. You know, we were anticipating that big play, and that's what I'm anticipating from Devontae. So I got him as my deepest threat.
I was gonna say I would agree with all of you guys. I think Devontae Smith, he has it all. He's an all-in-one kind of guy. So yeah, he's a deep threat. But also agree with Jalen Rager to the extent that he provides that deep threat. They both do. But I think both of them can work on all three levels to a point where, you know, they're going to do it all and we're going to be really impressed and see why they're first round picks. But I would agree with a lot of the comments there and with Evan. If we're just talking strictly the guy's only a deep threat, then, and just to give you a conversation outside of Reagor and Smith, which I love those picks because they're both going to be awesome, I think Quez Watkins is a great pick. We saw with a brief little moment when we finally started using him at the end of the year what he could do. But also John Hightower, if he could learn how to catch the ball, track the ball correctly, he might have been a little more impressive. But some of the pros that I heard talking about him, Avant, things like that, I heard great things, actually. And he's got some hope. So him and Quez are going to go after it. But if I had to choose gun to my head, I would take Quez Watkins. I really think he could provide that deep threat for us. And imagine him on the field with Reagor and Smith. Oh.
Do you think with how like busy this wide
Don't
receiver
make that face again.
With how like full this wide receiver room is getting, do you think that John Hightower could possibly be a bubble guy?
Yeah.
He's got to be more consistent this year.
I think he showed excellent ability of being able to get open downfield. It's all about bringing that ball in, though, man. There's two parts to that. If you can get open, that's great. But if you can't pull the ball down, that really doesn't do anything for us.
I think Trevon Grimes, the undrafted free agent kid, is somebody that's going to push him. But I think he kind of had the same issues. He's a deep threat, go up and get it. But he kind of struggles sometimes to go up and get it. So you're like, wait, what? So if that's your strength, you should be really good at it. Right. I don't know. I think he's definitely in the bubble, though, and maybe a guy like Grimes shows me something. But I'm not like some of the stands out there. People already crowning this kid is like, he's the third receiver. I'm like, well, he's undrafted for a reason. He better prove something first.
I saw a superlative category that fits him perfectly a little bit later on.
It also depends on, you know, how well Nick Sirianni comes in and you know, shapes these boys up. I mean, that's what he was key for, you know, getting these wide receivers back on track. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he puts together to get these guys, you know, to use their hands, to have that ability to go ahead and make these catches. I really feel like with Hightower, you know, I was key on Hightower last year, and you guys said it, you know, I mean, he's capable of being open and being that long threat, but those hands, that plays a big factor here. So, I mean, I'm really hoping that he comes through and he surprises a lot of us.
We will see. We will see about that. I think moving right along, this is a long list here. We're going to try and keep it moving. Angriest bird in the nest. I'll start off with Fletcher Cox is not to be messed with.
Yeah.
But I also feel like Landon Dickerson could be one of the angriest guys in the nest. He just likes to inflict pain. Mm-hmm. And make people tap out. Mm-hmm. I'll give him B, but I'm gonna stick with Fletcher Cox as the angriest bird in the nest, and he gets double teams because he's that angry.
I'm gonna stay in that same vein, but I'm gonna go with his predecessor. I'm gonna go with Jason Kelce. I think Jason Kelce, for a guy that, like, as he's getting up there in age, like, he is one of those guys that just leaves it all out on the field in every single game. He's been an absolute monster pretty much his entire career here. He finds himself upfield blocking all the time. I think that he just plays each and every down with everything that he's got. And so that's why I would say Jason Kelce at the moment right now.
That's an interesting one.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
Well, at first, you know, when you popped it up, I was thinking in my head, you know, defense, angry, coming at you, thinking maybe Fletch, but he's such a happy-go-lucky guy. So I started thinking TJ Edwards. He's nasty, you know, doesn't miss a tackle. But truly, in my head, I started thinking offense after you said Landon Dickerson, and it's Jalen Hurts for me again. I think that kid is so well-mannered, just the way he's better than me. I just react. I get pissed, and I show you. This dude, I think underneath that skin, he is pissed. He knows what people have been saying. He knows how people have been doubting him. And I think deep inside, he's going to use that anger, and that's going to drive him to do the great things I think he's going to do.
I'm going to probably go with Tay-Tay.
Wow, little Tay-Tay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with little Tay-Tay because because I feel like he's got a lot to prove. You know what I mean? Here, he's getting doubted so much, and we're ones to go ahead and doubt him. But I feel like he's going to come in here. They already like have the instinct that, you know what I mean, we're going to suck at that position. Why not go in there and prove everybody wrong? You know what I mean? Go in there being pissed off. Like, yo, I'm here. I'm here to make the plays. I'm here to do my job. You guys keep on doubting me. I'm going to go ahead and feed off of that. And I'm gonna shoot, and I'm gonna show you guys. So I'm gonna go with Tay Tay.
Interesting. He's a very happy go lucky dude, though.
Talk about Avante Maddox, right?
Yeah.
I'll let you have at it.
Let me have my moment.
I'm gonna go leader of men. I'm gonna say leader of men. I'm gonna give this to Jalen Hurts right now. Yeah. I could easily say Jason Kelce on this one, but I feel like we're like turning a page, and I feel like the players are starting to talk about Jalen Hurts like he's has that aura. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like he's got the juice. So I feel like,
but when you say turning the page, I just think that was a very interesting word choice. Do you mean he's like a Carson guy?
No, I'm saying that Jason Kelce knows that he's only got one more year. And like, okay, you know, in the locker room, someone's got to hand over the keys to the next players in the locker room. Who are those guys that are going to like take from what Jason Kelce's laid down in the locker room and turn the next page of leaders of men. So I'm Jalen Hurts all the way.
I think, yeah, go ahead, Jimmy.
I was just going to say, I like what you're saying there, you know, and I think of Jason Kelce, like you said, he's kind of like the hand of the king, you know, he's the dude that's protecting you, and he's the one that's handing those keys. So I love what you said there, Gail, and I agree 100%. Jalen Hurts, leader of men.
I think if you just look back to last year, like even while Carson, this was still considered Carson's team and he was really on his downfall, Jalen Hurts really had his own guys in the locker room that he really had his own guys in the locker room that like were supporting him. And he built like his own little troop of guys. And I think that is just going to be like tenfold this year. The whole team is going to get behind him. And I think he's the right guy for the job. I think he is a very good leader. Everything he says in interviews, the way that he carries himself, his work ethic, I think he will be a great leader for this team.
Again, the comment, run is due every week. I mean, with that, I mean, he just shows right there that he definitely wants to take that leadership role. So I'm going to go ahead and finalize the 4-for-4 and say, yeah, it's Jalen Hurts on that one.
Jalen Hurts starting to rack up some of these superlatives.
Was that the first 4-for-4?
I believe so.
I like it too. That's a good one.
We're going to go with the next one. We're going with coach's pet. Obviously, I would think that Jason Kelce would be a coach's pet. The coaches love this guy. Like he's one of the smartest dudes on the offensive line. I think Stoutland probably loves him. I feel like I'm gonna give this one to Jason Kelce because I feel like he's a guy that could probably just coach the offensive line if he wanted to. He's been there so long. I'll go with Jason Kelce on this one.
Okay, so in my head, I'm not trying to think coach's pet like it's a bad thing. I like what you said there. He's somebody, you know, the coach is going to have by his side. I think definitely with the Philly atmosphere his first year, it's a great one. In my head, I kind of went more toward who the hell is going to be right up his ass at all times. I look at a guy like a Kenny Gainwell. I think that's somebody that is going to be utilized a lot. He's going to come in here. He's going to help on passing down. He can pass block. He can do it all, not just run the ball. So I love it, and I think he's going to spend a lot of time learning from Sirianni, trying to get into this offense, be that Nyheim Hines guy in this offense. So, yeah, I guess I'll go with Kenny.
This is a tough one, man.
This is a tough one.
It was weird.
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
You know who it's going to be? If he's still on this team, and it's totally for the opposite reasons of what you guys have been saying, it's going to be Zach Ertz, just because we just can't break free. If he's still on this team, he's definitely the coach's pet.
Well, I wasn't going to go with Zach. I was probably going to go with the opposite and choose Dallas on this one as well. I just feel like he's going to be side by side and really picking Sirianni throughout plays and all that stuff, trying to figure him out as the games go on. So I would think Dallas will probably be the guy that stays by him.
Or maybe a receiver, right? Because like Sirianni, old receiver, you know, maybe one of them. We all should have, we missed on that one.
I think we're trying to avoid just getting Devontae and Jalen for all these.
Yeah, about it. We're picking up of Rager and Hurts.
Keep an eye
well,
on
well,
you.
Evan. Well, I mean, the fun thing about this exercise is you do try to you think you
Todd's know got the right answer.
What you're about to say, and then you're like, you know what, like maybe I'm feeling this way, and you guys don't really know the answers here. You know, so it's nice seeing you guys work on the fly. I like you guys are professionals. We're gonna go with a breakout player. I think Jalen Rager, man. I feel like he's a guy that he's got enough to prove, but you know, we just didn't get to see it as much last season. But I feel like it's gonna be an amazing season, a dynamic duo between those two. The other day I was watching those guys on the field and I was like, yeah, we got two young dudes to like grow with. They literally could for the next 4 years, hopefully, you know, they get that second contract. But if they flourish, like I think they are, you could have a dynamic wide receiver group that we haven't had in a long, long time. Young dudes.
Exactly. You know, 100%. I'm with you. Jalen Rager, Gale. God, we talk about this too many times. I can't sleep at night with how people talk about this young man. And we talked about it last year. Why, like on the fly, we talked about it every week. Why are we not using him in bubble screens? Why are we not enter anything? Return game, anything. Use him. Did not do that. So guess what? This year, we talked about before the draft, please go get us a big receiver, an X receiver. Don't care what you want to call him because they're all going to move around in Sirianni's offense. What the hell do? They go get Devontae Smith, Heisman Trophy winner. So what's that going to do? That's going to allow Jalen Rager to be better, but it's also Sirianni, how he talks about utilizing players to their strengths, using them. And I think that this kid is, he's got superstar written all over him, and I have not given up on this kid at all. And I think he is going to, yeah, it's going to make it hard for Devontae to win the Rookie of the Year because they're both going to eat.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead, Prime. I'll let you go first.
No, I was just going to real quick just say Jalen Rager to me is pretty much the like no choice but to break out this year. You know what I mean? Especially with the way last year went. So I have high expectations from the kid. I mean, he's talking the talk. I'm hoping he just comes through and he shows that, you know, come game day. So Jalen Rager's my guy.
If I'm going to go to the other side of the ball, personally, I'm looking at a guy who came in last year and was a godsend and we needed desperately, and that's Darius Slay. I'm looking at Darius Slay, just the stats he's had over his career. I mean, last year was the first time he didn't have a multi-interception season since 2013. And all the way back in 2017, he grabbed 8 of those mofos. So I'm thinking that Darius Slay could really, he could have a lot more. I think he could turn the ball over this season. I think with a new defensive coordinator, a new scheme, and hopefully another CB2 that's yet to be named on the other side, he can really flourish and create some turnovers this season.
Interesting. Interesting pick there. People are saying, Mark in the comments is saying Dallas Goedert with the breakout season. If he's the guy, he has the opportunity to become the starter and put up some real numbers. That'll be interesting.
Are we taking breakout as in the player has like yet to really hit their pinnacle? Or like I kind of took it as like, yeah, Darius Slay's a good player, but like he hasn't really like, I mean, he had one interception last year. I'm saying,
you could take it either way.
Yeah, okay. You could. Yeah, either way.
Yeah. This is all, you know, you go with your gut, Evan. This is what it's about, man.
I'm going
this
with my gut.
This is a science experiment, okay? Let's go to the next topic here. The most underrated Eagle player.
I'm going to go with someone that Jimmy just named. I think that's going to be Kenny Gainwell this year. I think that that's kind of a guy that's getting pushed away in conversation. I haven't heard awful much about him. We redrafted him. There's been coverage about him, but I don't think that he's really getting. He's got some stands, but
I think that's a great selection. I think it's so great. I didn't even think about it when you said it. I was like, you know what?
Yeah, I think Really, I think Miles Sanders is a guy who we're expecting to have a big bowler season. I'm expecting him to do that, but I think Kenny Gainwell at the RB2 can really pop off this year, turn some heads.
Hell yeah.
Let's see.
I love it. I agree with you, Evan. I think he's going to be fantastic. That's why I picked him for a coach's pet. I think he's trying to do what he can, and I think that's smart of him. I think he's a kid that knows he could be very integral to this offense and find himself getting a lot of snaps over some really good running backs.
Forgot about carry on too. Damn.
That's a tough pick. I'm trying to think about it, and I had Josh Sweat as my most.
Yeah, but he was the breakout player last year.
Breakout, right? See,
yeah.
But this is where these are my feelings, Evan. This is where you're just trampling all over. No, I just feel like he's still, regardless of how many players are on this team, all these stars or whatever, he's still underrated. Like, I feel like we know who he is, but does the league know who he is?
Yeah.
Like, the way that we, like, I hold, you know, even though he's coming off the bench, he's still a guy who's, you know, getting pressure with limited snaps. And again, I think he should have a even better year, but I just feel like he's a underrated dude, very unassuming, and has the best sack dance.
That's the guy that I was going to go with, Alex Singleton. I
think you got another linebacker to latch onto this year?
Yeah. Alex, I have a better chance with Alex Singleton though this year.
You do. Yeah. You do.
I really feel like, he's definitely underrated. I mean, the kid balled his ass out last year. I know it wasn't like superb, but I mean, he balled. Like, he just gave it his all, man. He didn't give 100%. He gave 110% like every game. Yep. We could be down, and he was still giving it. So, I see him being the most underrated.
I think he just needed – Prime was looking for his next linebacker. He was like,
listen, that's cool.
This is a good one.
He looks like every dude walking out of a Delco.
Just as long as you guys know, I do show love to linebackers, you know what I mean? Always wanted to be one, so, hey, I got to show love to linebackers.
No, that's a good pick.
I like Alex. I thought about picking him, but he's kind of in a gray area for me because I think some people overrate him. I mean, he's great. He did fantastic, and I'm glad he's back this year. There was a no-brainer to tender him. But I think that if we're going, I'm going to stay on defense. Ant Harris, I think that pickup people keep talking about, we didn't do much in the offseason, and then when they do, finally, it's like, okay, we finally got someone. Kerrigan, we did this. It's like, finally, bro. I like Derek Wilson. That's cool. Another linebacker. But Ant Harris, especially with Rodney McLeod being hurt, Mills is gone. We don't know what we have at the safety position. Kayvon Wallace, Epps, whatever. I want to see what this dude does. He had a bad year last year. Boo-hoo. Look at his stats prior. This dude was like a top three safety in the league for a few years. I think he's going to come in here. Gannon is going to find a way to utilize people like Ant Harris, Darius Slay, as Evan mentioned. And I think these guys are going to break out. Be overrated, whatever the hell, who cares? I'm pumped, man. Ant Harris, I think, is going to beat some ass.
Easy, awesome. Easy on the
was a little unnecessary.
Yeah, hey, man. Unnecessary, man. Unnecessary. We're gonna move right along to best hands. I'm going with Devontae Smith. Devontae Smith, a guy who's showcased his hand so far in practice. Coach is saying he's everything what he said he was and more. You see him on the practice field throwing that ball and it's like attached to a rope and it comes back to you. I've never seen anything like that. I feel like I need to get one of those in my backyard.
When I first saw the video, I was like, are they playing tetherball? Like, what are they doing at practice right now?
You're like, what are you, Napoleon Dynamite?
I think honestly this one has to be another 4-for-4. Devontae has got to be the best hands on the team, bar none. Yes, sir.
It's the same for that third and fourth down catch. Yep.
Yep.
Best hands right here.
I like Devontae.
Yep, that was easy. That was the quickest one that we went through. Most likely to go offsides and most likely to go false start.
Now, this is a trick question comment section. JP is no longer gone. Here.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a new candidate.
Who's it going to be?
Malata. Yeah. You said Mulata? Yeah. I was gonna go to Mulata on offense.
Yeah, probably. Just him being the youngest.
Yeah, Mulata or maybe one of those interior guys. But I don't see like a guy like Driscoll getting as many snaps. I'll go Mulata on offense for sure.
Offside. Defense, Barnett.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's a very, yeah. very, very, very good one.
Yeah, let's just go on him.
Derek Barnett.
Yeah.
All the way around. Okay.
We got a Greg Ward. That would be something.
No, okay. that was for
best hands. My big.
I get so pissed off when I see receivers, you know, lining up incorrectly or getting stupid calls because it's one of the easiest positions where you just look over at the ref, you know, where you're lined up. I mean, the linemen don't have that. Greg Ward, I would punch in the face if you're the one.
Look at Gail's face right now. He's like, "You saying this shit's easy, pal?"
You know, I would go over to the ref. I'm like, am I good? I'm good. Exactly. Hand, put my hand out. And he's like, you're good. And then I still go off sides. I'm like, bro, I thought you said I was good.
Oh, don't get me wrong. The refs will still be dick bags. We're not going to say that. But like, yeah, I'm just saying.
It's happened many times. I'm looking at the ref. I'm like, dude, you told me I was good. Anyways, yeah. I'm still a hurt over that. Still hurt. Yeah. Moving right along. Swaggiest bird in the building. That's the easy one, man. That's an easy one. Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
No? I'm gonna go with Booby. I'm gonna go with Booby.
I mean, he's definitely got some swag to him. Yeah. I think after looking at after Devontae got drafted, that suit, the little flip on out. I'm going with him, bro.
Devontae?
Yeah. I'm going Devontae.
Devontae's racking up. Devontae's racking up. Is anyone
rack?
I think I'm going with Gale on this one. I think Jalen Hurts just, I don't know, when I see him, he just looks like a badass dude. Now he's wearing those Brett the Hitman heart shades. He's got like the old school one earring. Like, I don't know, dude. He just looks like he means business. So I'm not much of a stylish guy myself, but as soon as he said that, I was like, yeah, that's the swaggiest guy, Jalen Hurts.
Oh, Jalen Hurts. You got Jalen Hurts. We got two for Jalen Hurts.
Wrong.
And I was literally thinking Kelsey, but I'm like, really, is that stylish wearing a mummer's thing? I mean, I love the dude, but I don't think you guys like that, do you?
Nah,
people hated Sirianni's neck beard, so I don't know.
I think he was swaggiest at the Super Bowl parade.
Hell
for sure. For sure.
Yeah. No,
Chris Long. Remember how awesome that was? Yeah. Seeing him, dude.
Chris Long wrapped that up.
True. He was pimping with that Iverson. Yeah, that was awesome.
And
right
the mix,
now,
the mix,
Devontae Smith is racking up the awards right now. Like he's on his Oscar tour right now.
Like this guy's a Heisman winner or something.
We found one that he actually can't win.
Oh, which
one?
Him.
You guys defensive ready for this one? Defensive rookie of the year.
I got this one.
He's going to be a two-way player.
Can I get this one? Because I almost went with someone, and I was like, you know what? We're probably going to get into defensive. I think Zach McPherson's being very underrated. I think a lot of people were very upset about the fact that he wasn't an outside corner, myself included at the time of the pick. It was like, what are you doing with JLK? And it's like, hey, look, they're going with their board, which we said they should do. I think that he's going to excel. I like the Jacoby Stevens thought about him too, playing linebacker, but Zach McPherson, I think day one needs to be starting. I wish you were inside and we'd get that guy outside, like mentioned a million times. But if not, it's Avante and Zach McPherson. But I think we talked about what we like about McPherson is his inside-outside durability, and he's also capable of playing zone and man. So I love the kid. I think he's going to be our defensive rookie of the year.
Interesting. It's funny you say Zach. I still people are talking about him like he's going to be, you know, playing meaningful snaps. And you think about being a fourth-round pick, and that opportunity to get that, you know, those kind of reps, it'd be interesting. I'm still trying to guess in my head who I want as defensive rookie of the year. Evan, who you got?
I'm going to go a little bit outside the box because, like, I initially wanted to say Milton Williams, but something about Marlon Tuia to go ahead. Yeah, exactly what I said. Something about just him and SD, man. I'm going outside the box here. I'm going for someone that you wouldn't really. I think Milton Williams might play all right, but I think that he's going to give Marlon's going to give some serious effort for like getting some time in.
Prime.
Easy way this one would be fair. Your fierce the guy that's gonna talk.
We're losing him?
Breaking up.
Yeah, I didn't know that was me. I was like,
oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. All right, he's back to normal.
Oh, you didn't hear me?
No. You sound like
trans. I heard McPherson.
You sounded like an Autobot.
Actually. Mick.
I heard that. That
McPherson.
Yeah, but you said a lot more words other than that.
You sounded like one of those kids trying to get off a call. Like I.
Well, I was just saying. I was. I was going to take the easy way out and just go with McPherson on this one.
I'm gonna go with.
Still can't hear me.
I want to say Zach, but I'm gonna go with Milton Williams. He's gonna be. He could be a surprise. He could be.
I think year two for him. I just think he's brought here to take over for Fletch and Javon eventually. But I think with them in front of him, he's not gonna get as many snaps as some of these guys. But I love the kid.
I think him and Marlon are really going to fight
This is a tough one. This is a tough one. This is very tough.
For sure.
I don't know.
Because they're all like rotational guys. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep at night. I don't know about this one.
I think Marlon comes in and plays that run stuffer. And then you look at Milton. He is a guy that can play inside out and he gives more of a rush. He's got to work on his moves some, but still two different kind of players. But I think they're both going to excel at their rotation. So I love both of those names.
Let's move right along to the next one. We are moving at a nice pace.
Tell me it's
going to
be offensive rookie of the year because I can already tell you our answers here.
Say someone other than Devontae?
Devontae Smith. Rack it up. I'm just going to leave Devontae up just in case for the next one. Is it 4-for-4 on this one?
Yeah.
He's won about 2-for-4 for 4s already.
Yeah.
If I had to pick besides, it's Kenny. But,
I understand what you're saying. I understand that we're like throwing the whole bag at Devontae right now. But if I'm being real, I haven't been this excited for someone to join the Eagles, and I can't tell you how long.
Is the whole bag.
Literally. Like that's how long it's been since I've been this excited for someone to join our team. So
yes.
He deserves all these awards.
Oh, say less.
Uh-huh.
Let's go with the next one. He can't win this one, or maybe he could potentially. No, he can't win this one. Best defensive player.
Yeah, he would really have some trouble with that.
We'll take him off.
Best defensive player. I'm going to go back to what I was saying earlier. I think Darius Slay has a nice season this year. Really. Breaks out, has some turnovers, and just shuts down whoever he goes up against. So I'm going to go best defensive player being Darius Slay this year.
Interesting. We got Trey in the comments. He says, "Can I get on here? You are on here, my guy. Your comments are right here, man. Give us your best defensive player. We're waiting on you. The clock is ticking." Morris says BG from Delco. Ah. She's repping Delco over here.
In my head, I'm fighting it more. I don't know if that's who I was going to go with.
Oh, Jimmy's about to drop a truth bomb on us.
I think it's going to be Fletcher Cox. I think that adding guys like Kerrigan, like Ant Harris, having Darius Slay another year, Brandon Graham, Ryan Kerrigan, everybody feasting, I think that's finally going to allow. And Javon Hargrave being healthy is another key. Not double teaming Fletcher Cox is going to be very hard for an offense. They're not going to know what to do. Things are going to be coming at him. So I think even if it's not on the stat sheet, I think Fletcher Cox is going to be just feasting again. I think he's going to be healthy this year, and he's going to remind everyone why he has the highest hap kit on this team. He is awesome. Love Fletcher Cox.
I'm going to piggyback off you. I'm going to go with Fletcher Cox, defensive player of the year. Again, Devontae cannot win this award.
Yeah, it's the only reason, guys.
So we're going to go all. Where are we at? Let's act like I wrote. Just talk amongst yourself. We're gonna go offensive player of the year.
I said best offensive player of the year. I mean, it's got to be the leader of the team.
No,
man.
This
whole season lives and dies by Jalen Hurts' play. So yeah. I would go Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I think it's because of having Miles Sanders, Devontae Smith. They're all like in your mind. You could be like, oh, they're so good. They're this. But it's going to make Jalen Hurts so good. Imagine being a defense and being like, oh, my God, are they going to throw it to this guy? Are they going to run it with this guy? Oh, wait, their quarterback can either bomb it or he's going to run it himself. Dear God, we're screwed. Go Birds. Can't wait. Jalen Hurts.
I'm going to go. Let's see. Offensive player. Best offensive player. Hey, man.
He looks at it like he didn't just write it. Exactly. So what does that say? Best offensive player?
He was making sure I had it right this time. That's all.
Miles Sanders could have a huge monster year. I still, man, like I want to say Devontae, like so bad. I'll give it to Jalen. Miles Sanders.
Just because Rager and Miles and all of them are together, I can't pick them because they're all going to, you know,
I think Miles Sanders should have a rebound year, and I think he should be explosive.
Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts for me.
Sure.
Interesting.
Do you think Miles has 1,000 yards this year?
No.
No?
I think Devontae has 1,000 yards.
Yo, if someone gets 1,000 yards, imagine that. What was the last? Was the
Matt Macklin, I believe?
Yeah, Jeremy Macklin.
2014,
ridiculous,
and that was a prove it year too. That was a prove it contract year,
and then they still let him walk.
Sure did. Good old Chip Kelly.
I don't know if you guys are ready for the next one, but let's see. Moving on to the next one. Let's go.
How the fuck did you get in my house?
You like that? We got Evan's videos from when he was like 15. We lost Jason Peters. He was the Yoda in the building. He was the Jedi master. Mm-hmm. I think it's very hard to find a Jedi because it's
they don't just fall off of trees.
I'd have to say that it's now been passed off to Jason Kelsey.
That's my favorite.
He's the Jedi of the group.
I would say either Jason Kelsey or Lane Johnson.
Yeah, that's my.
I think either one of them. Lane's got the blue lightsaber. Kelsey's got the green one.
There you go.
I think Moira has not seen Star Wars. I was gonna make a joke, but I'm not.
Don't go joke.
Moira, you haven't seen Star Wars.
Don't do it.
So we're getting Kelsey all the way around.
Yeah,
I said. Yeah.
No, I said Lane.
Yeah, I said Lane as well.
I said Lane.
Oh. What if Jason Peters shows up to camp and is like, "I'll play for $5"?
It's like, "Where's my contract?" Fuck. All right, sorry. Wow. It's right here, Mr. Peters.
Like it's time to move forward. It is time to move forward, Jason Peters, and. More. See, I should put a period at the end. There's no like LOL or dot 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 LMAO.
Serious.
Not the Mandalorian. It's Star Wars.
We're gonna go, Mr. Pick Six. Mr. Pick Six. That's an easy one for me. I feel like he's gonna come back strong. He had a decent season. You read my mind. Darius Slay, Mr. Pick Six.
I want Jimmy to go next.
Yeah, I'll be different. He's gonna
say Harris. You gonna say Harris?
No, I'm going to go with my guy again, and it's because this is what we talked about on draft day. Yeah, this is what I talked about on draft day. The thing I love about him, he's a ball hawk, and I said one of the things I think he's going to bring to this table we wanted from Darius Slay was those pick sixes, baby. So I'm all about it. But
not just picks.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's going to take it back. He's so athletic. The dude's a playmaker, and he's one of those guys. I'm not saying he's like prime time or anything like that, but when he gets the ball, he turns into a returner. I think it could be him. I really like Zach a lot. Or maybe it's Ryan Kerrigan. Guy's got 3 interceptions for pick six.
So. Wow.
Because you have to remember, like, pick six. They have to bring it back.
Yeah. They have to have that.
Does he have a couple pick sixes or no?
I think he has like one, dude, or something weird. What did I see?
Ryan Kerrigan, yeah, he's got 3.
Yeah, all of his interceptions are for touchdowns. It's like, what? Yeah.
That's pretty insane. I think
he gets his hands up, man.
Eli Manning, he picked off.
He had one against, was it Eli? No, I think he had one against Daniel Jones.
Yeah, he's got one touchdown in his career, Darius Slay.
That's what I thought.
Ryan Kerrigan, Mr. Pick Six.
But Darius kind of, you know what I mean? It scares other guys away, so maybe it puts a guy like Zach. That's all I'm saying. I mean, maybe he doesn't even see the field.
Resident Cowboy fan in the chat. We're still waiting for him to come on the show. Obviously, he hasn't brought it together himself.
Let's go. Bring it together.
Moving right along. This is everyone's favorite award. The Paul Turner Award. I feel like, for me, I feel like Mr. Grimes has got that wrapped up. I feel like he has people lined up around the corner getting autographs, buying his jersey. We don't even know what number he is off the top of our heads. But I feel like Grimes has built a nice following on Twitter already.
I think it's 47, to be real with you. It's ugly as shit.
Yeah, like what the hell kind of wide receiver number is 47?
Yeah, hey, I don't know if that's what it is.
Trey Burton ran 47.
He was a tight end.
And then he switched it, and it was like 80.
Well, I can't 88.
Anymore.
88.
Yeah, for the Super.
He's the original, original 88.
I don't know, man.
Trevor Grimes says that. What are you saying?
I said Bartram.
Trevor Grimes for me has the Paul Turner Award locked up though. He's been getting just the Grimes hive that came out like
he had that like, on the second day.
it was right after we signed him. It happened, yep. And like all these people were just head over heels with Trevor Grimes, and I'm like sitting there, and I mean I needed to do some research on him at the time, but I looked at him, I was like, why is there this much hype for a guy that went undrafted? And I'm still kind of looking for it.
You heard my comparison, Evan. You heard my comparison. It's John Hightower. It's not a great comparison, but I agree 100%. I think that the Paul Turner Award from the fans goes to Trevon Grimes. I've seen it everywhere, but I am excited about the kid. I think he brings something to the table that's going to push Hightower. It's going to push Arthega Whiteside because they all need it, and we're going to see the best man win. But for me, my Paul Turner Award, the guy I'm actually excited about, Jamie Newman. I think a perfect situation for him to come into to learn under Hurts and Joe Flacco, college champion, Super Bowl champion. And this kid is perfect for this system. I think one day he's going to be a starter. I don't know. We might find ourselves another problem if, you know, something happens with Hurts. I don't even want to put that out there, but I like Jamie Newman.
Okay.
Mr. Pete Nathan, AKA Patrick Sands agent, has given love to the
mullet.
The mullet. We have a business in the front, party in the back. Look at that. Look at that thing.
Look at that. Partying in the back. Beautiful, man.
Business in the front, party in the back.
Danny McBride. Foster,
I'm getting a mullet. That's just what's happening.
That's pure entertainment right there. I would sign him for that. I would give him a second contract.
Yeah, just so you guys know, I'm working on mine too.
Hey, let's be real here, though, guys. Jack Stoll, I will get crazy, Carlos. You know I will. I like Jack Stoll, and I think he could make this roster because he brings that guy we talked about before the draft. I had mentioned like Noah Gray, some guys that reminded me, you know, of Trey Burton, kind of that H-back role. He's not exactly a fullback where he's inline blocking, but he can come in, not necessarily the tight end you want, not necessarily the fullback. He's that tweener guy.
Yeah,
I think Jack Stoll could definitely make this roster, so I like that he was brought up.
Moving right along. Let's go goal line monster. Let's see. I think Dallas if goal line monster could be like you know, the ground.
Wow.
Boston's got it. Boston's got it.
Yep. Devontae.
But you know Boston Scott is a menace down by the goal line.
True.
Past tense.
Dale, you just opened up Pandora's box. All I was thinking was running backs. Now you're making me think,
because I was going to say Dallas Goedert. He
could be Devontae. Could be Whiteside. We both said at the same time. No.
50-50 specialist. I'll go Miles Sanders. I think he's going to eat down by the goal line.
I'm with Patrick Surtain's agent, Pete.
I'm going with Kerryon myself.
What if one of those guys is not going to probably make the team?
Yep.
Yeah, I think carry on just because now look, I think people think Jordan Howard's like 38 years old. He's still like 26. It's just he's had some nagging injuries and obviously couldn't even make it on the Dolphins. They have some good young backs there, but I think he's once again going to get beaten out here and carry on. It's going to fit in perfectly.
It's the annual let's turn my Lotta into the fridge comment. Yes.
I like it.
I've always been a fan of it personally. I wouldn't be opposed until he was the starting left tackle. Now I don't really want to risk him like that.
Yeah. Maybe Sirianni would. Hey, maybe.
Yeah. Mark saying KJ. Shout out to Mark Bird. He is sending in some Philly hats as giveaways to any fourth and John person in the comments. We'll make something out of it. But shout out to Mark. Thinking about the people.
Love Mark.
Mark is the man.
Let's see. Moving right along. We're almost there, guys. Mr. 50-50 ball.
You know.
Jay Jaw.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. 50. Ah, nice. Smith.
Devontae
Smith. Are we?
If we're talking best hands, it's going to be more than 50-50, man. My man cleaned house in best hands. Did he not? It was
best
four
hands,
four.
But that doesn't mean 50-50 monster.
I don't know. For me, I've seen him go up and get it though.
He is.
Yeah.
It's either him or if you have to, you got to go Goddard. I think Goddard had the highest catch percentage. I thought about that when we were talking about, you know, him. Greg Ward was the top receiver we had. Devontae Smith is much better than both of them, I believe. But I could understand the Goddard argument if it were an argument.
Goal line, yeah, red zone.
I could
zone.
Understand it, but I'm going Devontae.
Goddard.
I thought Prime was going to have an interesting one. He went Goddard.
Grimes is thrown in there. What's up?
We go everyone Smith.
I'm going Smith. Yeah, I brought him up.
Jimmy, you want Smith? Not because of the last name.
Dude, you know that I'm so excited
Evan
to have that jersey, right?
Smith Hearns.
I know.
I don't have a middle name, so it works for me.
And they're all, dude, you got to realize it's crazy because they're all pass catchers. I had LJ Smith, then I had Torrey Smith, Boak Rock in that 82. Now nice. I got a six in the mix coming.
Todd with the Travis Forgotten. Travis Fulgham, 50-50 special. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Kind of forgotten.
He is forgotten. He's a totally forgotten
guy. 1090.
Not 50-50, 1090.
Are we doing our taxes or chucking 50-50?
Shout out to you, Mark. Todd says Dallas or Grimes.
I mean, I honestly think we're smoking something strong if we think Grimes is going to get more than like 5 to 10 touches this year.
He's been wrecked. we're nearing down to the final five here. We're gonna go with worst social media presence.
Easy.
Yeah. We all know who it is. He needs to stay off it, but people need to stay off him.
Bruh, get off of Twitter.
Here's the thing. He's a human being, so my strife is the fact that I like the young man, and he's allowed to live his life. I wish people wouldn't go after these guys. Like, I hate you. You should die. It's like, dude.
Shouldn't be atting players.
We're not Howie. Yeah. You know, he's not Howie. We didn't make Justin Jefferson go to the Vikings. He didn't do that. Stop ragging on this poor damn kid, and maybe he'll enjoy life a little more and have to stop being like, I'm going to prove you wrong.
Vibe with him is like completely different than it was last year, because like last year he was doing pretty much the same shit prior to like playing any games for us. And like he was showing that he had that chip on his shoulder online. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's coming in with a chip on his shoulder. And then when he like underperforms and then he's still just like showing that he's butthurt online and in interviews and stuff like that, it makes it feel completely different. It's not like he's playing with a chip on his shoulder. It's just kind of like he's sitting there and he's feeling bad for himself, which is the worst thing you can do, in my opinion.
In high school, I played for, and literally the coaches, all their kids played, everything. It was so frustrating to be better than every single one of those kids, and they're throwing the ball because it's their best friend giving them HJ behind the bleachers after the game. That's great. But let me tell you something. Rager was pissed off last year and had every right to be because he wasn't being utilized by Doug Peterson. So I'm with you, Evan. He should have handled it differently. He should stay off social media. Somebody needs to tell him to do that. His dad, somebody. It's a different NFL now. But I get his frustration, man. Imagine what he was feeling. Like, dude, get me the effing ball. You can't even put me on punt return. Got Greg Ward back there.
Right.
So I hope that he has that chip again, and I hope he handles it right. But yes, Evan, I agree. He needs to stay off social media and go do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna say it's a 4 for 4 on this one. These damn AirPods.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be elitist over here,
flexing on the yeah. show. It's these Gucci yeah. AirPods. Yeah. They keep falling out of my ears.
You know.
It's only about the third time you dropped them.
I gotta fix them.
You
man.
See the G? You see the Gucci?
you goddamn peasants. Moving right along. We'll go with the best social media presence for the Eagles. I'm saying Darius Slay has done a phenomenal job. Oh, yeah. Lane Johnson as well. I think he's done a great job with his presence. But I do feel like Darius Slay. And his wife as well, who's giving away tons of jerseys to people, just kind of like just fit right in, like a glove. So I feel like,
you know, we're getting them to a 4th and John tailgate, right? Because they talked about wanting to be a part of stuff like that, and unfortunately, we had the whole pandemic thing going on. So we're gonna have to get them there. Great people.
Yeah, the Slays have been a great addition in Philadelphia online, and just having them in the city, they do so much, you know, around, outside, off the football field. I think they've been really, really good. I would go with the Slays.
Yeah, I'm with the Slays as well.
My pick, though, is Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
I think Lane Johnson, when it comes – now, as people, yes, the Slays, hell yeah. But when it comes to me turning it on to laugh my ass off – I can find people, and I can also find an NFL player, and that's Lane Johnson. He body bagged someone yesterday from PFF. I mean, he always has me just dying. I love the dude.
Prime, you're going to be okay if Julie Ertz leaves town and Jennifer Slay stays?
Yeah.
Can we ever make it? All
right, cool. Yeah. great recovery.
Okay, the next one is this is the real deal award. You pick this award up, you know, you're somebody special. We're going with the Charlie Hustle.
The Evan Hearn.
Yeah.
What is that?
What is that?
Dude, you work the hardest worker on the team.
Well, in that case, my guy is the linebacker, Alex Singleton.
Alex Singleton. Charlie, Mr. Hustle. All right.
Jalen Hurts for me. People get annoyed by those videos. I think Jalen Hurts has been out there everything you could do. And I'm not going to talk bad about any other quarterbacks that, you know, were doing other things. I think that it gets me excited seeing him train with the best trainers in the world. He's only going to get better. And I love that.
I was honestly, before you said that, I don't know what I was thinking because I got so enraptured with the thought of how many times I've said Devontae Smith's name tonight. But I'm gonna go with Jalen Hurts as well. I mean, just based off of everything that I've said, like him putting on the muscle, just really grinding this entire offseason, I think it's gonna be night and day from what we saw from him last year, which I think wasn't even that bad. And I think he's going to really excel and do very well for this team. I think he really worked the hardest this offseason and will work the hardest this year.
I'm going to take a roundabout approach. I'm going to go with Kenneth Gainwell. I think he's going to be a guy who's going to find a role on this roster. He's going to do what it takes to become, you know, right now he's an afterthought when you think about that whole group, but I think he's going to work his way into a nice little role, especially moving him out wide. You see him outside wide catching passes today.
Mm-hmm.
I still can't believe he went in the 5th. I thought at least 4th.
Same here. Mm-hmm. But you remember, we were freaking the hell out, man. That's a great pick.
We're almost there. I mean, how do you feel? You have your own award, Evan?
I'm honored, honestly. Like, I just want to take this moment to thank all of you. Thank the comment section. I never thought this day would come.
We're actually at the...
Oh, and go get your ball shaved.
Yeah, we're actually our last. You know, this has been a longer than expected show, but we're just having fun with it.
Yeah,
hopefully you had fun. You exercise your brain, and see where your biases are at. Devontae Smith, anyone? We're gonna go with the best free agent signing.
You know, man.
This is tough because I'm torn between two guys. I'm torn between Anthony Harris and Eric Wilson.
My guy's Kerrigan. Oh no, that was a trade.
Oh, Kerrigan too. Damn.
That's a great one.
I'm gonna go Anthony Harris. Though. I'm gonna stick with my guns. I'm gonna go Anthony Harris. I think that you know, it was kind of somewhat of a failed experiment last year with Jalen Hurts at safety. That was something I was looking forward to for years, to see Jalen Hurts move to safety, see if he could really do something there. I think that's where he was a more natural fit. But to have a legit safety back there alongside Rodney McLeod and Anthony Harris, I think that that will be a huge step up. So I'm gonna say that that will be And just having, I think that that kind of completes that entire secondary, except for, I'm begging for it still, the CB2 position.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think we're three-fourths of the way there with the secondary.
I got a big one. No, I'm joking. I think this is the first one I'm truly split, torn on, because you guys know what I said about Anthony Harris earlier in the video. I love him. We need him desperately, especially. And now Ronnie McLeod said he'll be ready week one, which is insane. But I really think that he's going to provide so much that secondary. But my God, well, as soon as you said Ryan Kerrigan, I was like, oh. We've been begging for a Chris Long / Michael Bennett. Bring in the pass rushers, baby, roll. And we got him. Ryan Kerrigan. And I love the fact that we added Teron Jackson, Patrick Johnson in the draft. But this was the final piece. This final piece, edge rusher, Ryan Kerrigan. Oh, my God. That's the icing on the cake. So I don't know, man. Anthony Harris / Ryan Kerrigan. I love both of them so much.
I'm going with Ryan Kerrigan. I just feel like he was the last piece. Like he was, you know, you had a security system and you got one camera that's broken on the corner. Uh-huh. Now it's fixed. Like he's the guy that's going to provide tons of pressure off the edge. And it's not going to be like his style is so gritty. He's unassuming, uh-huh. But he just like, you know, he'll kick in the doorway in the 4-4. You don't got to go around. But there's a lot of technique in his game. And his skill set is refined. I feel like it's just nice to have some savvy veterans with Brandon Graham and, you know, Kerrigan. They're both guys with tons of tricks in the toolbox. So I'm going Ryan Kerrigan. He actually made me feel good about this offseason. He was the last piece that was like, you know what? You guys did it. You did a decent job. Decent job.
Wait till we draft 3 picks in the first round next year. He did a real good job. This was an awesome offseason.
Yeah, we were saying that earlier more.
Yeah,
just
dude.
Like Seth MacFarlane. Yeah.
Prime, you called it, dude. I never even thought of that. That's so true.
Definitely Seth MacFarlane.
So after you guys, after doing this brain exercise, have you looked internally thinking that Devontae Smith is going to be a legend?
I think I might be in love.
Oh, he will be.
It's I don't know, man. Like you'll see a player and it just everything looks so easy to them, comes easy to them, almost like Iverson when you saw him play basketball, it came easy to him.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of expectations for Devontae Smith, but I feel like he's still at the end of the day he doesn't live up to anyone else's expectations except for his own. So.
Dude, Gail, that's 100% a nail on the head. And when I got the opportunity to write about him in January, I wanted him at pick 6. Like, this kid is one of those guys that even if your team has a shitty quarterback, you're like, yes, he's going to make this team better. Guess what? We don't have a shitty quarterback. And I was already excited for our quarterback, this offensive line being healthy, a run game, other receivers I'm very excited about. Adding Devontae Smith, I think this kid's going to be a Philly legend.
I agree.
I hope so, man. I hope so. I mean, any last thoughts before we get out of here? Evan, I'll start with you.
No, I just want to thank everybody for checking in. You know, we're going on hour 20 here. All you guys that have been in the comments section the whole time, really appreciate you guys. Just look out for more Eagles content to come.
Prime.
Just again, like what Evan just mentioned, appreciate you guys tuning in. And make sure you guys tune in on Thursday. I got a Rolling with Prime episode 4 coming up.
You got Aaron coming on? Birdman?
Yeah, my guest, Aaron Ortega. Most of you guys know him as Birdman, so he'll be on the show on Thursday. So stay tuned for that.
Very nice.
Very nice. Jimmy.
Well, I also want to thank everybody for tuning in, hanging out for this super superlative Tuesday. It was a great time. I seriously, every time we get on here, I get more and more excited for this season. And just talking about Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts in every category almost just gets you excited to know that we have real playmakers on this team. I'm getting more and more excited. Can't wait to come back again. Let's get a Sixers win tomorrow. I want to throw that out there.
Yes,
and
sir.
Of course, go Birds.
I wanted to say thanks again for everyone who stuck it out. Obviously, you know, practices have started. The rookie practices started a couple weeks ago. Now we're getting guys out there just stretching. Even the stretching, you're like, yes, they're stretching. You're stretching those hamstrings. The juices are flowing. I'm ready. I'm geeked about football again. I want to be there at the practices. I'm waiting on my second shot. I want to get out to these games. I'm trying to, you know, it's the door is wide open now. It's mm-hmm. like we have that opportunity to get back to normal, guys. So it's right around the corner, and I'm just wishing the best for everyone so we can get back to doing the things we want to do and do it safely. But for me and the guys, we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly Eagles, fly.